WWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear. WG4MC, W4DJW.
KD.
Hey, Larry. I was looking for Matt. You haven't heard him out here, have you?
Not about 30 minutes. Hadn't heard anybody but you calling.
All right. I was wanting to swing by the Greer Club meeting and pay my dues on my way over to the Airplane Club meeting. Well, kill two birds with one outing.
Hey, I got to go by Mom's house. She texts me and she said, there's this big old rock laying in my driveway. Can you come move it? And then I got to go to Mother-in-law's house because she got new internet and I got to set up her iPhone to it.
Well, it keeps us busy, doesn't it? That's good.
Got to get some gas, too, so as soon as I get through all this mess of traffic. So I don't know how much of an evening I'm going to have for myself.
Yeah, last time I was out, I had a quarter of a tank, and I was leaving Ingles, and I decided, you know what, that quarter isn't going to last long. So I just went ahead and filled it up. Now I got a full tank.
But interesting thing is, though, the certain gas station I use, or chain, I should say, it's a little bit higher than Greenville than it is over next to the house. So I usually try to wait till I get closer to the house.
I try to, you know, use a whole tank. Put a whole tank in it, use a whole tank. Put a whole tank in it, use a whole tank. That way you're keeping the gas tank wet from the bottom to the top and dry from the top to the bottom. And that way I think it keeps the internal parts of the gas tank clean as much as possible. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's the way it used to be and it's not a problem anymore.
One thing about this vehicle, it was wrecked, not too bad, but they had to put a new gas tank in it, and the gas gauge doesn't quite read just right, so I don't want to push it too far in case it's reading to a point where it's going to get me in trouble.
That's the same way I like to do that, too. I don't like to wait till the light comes on because it might not ever come on. My wife always waits till the light comes on, and I tell her, what if that light bulb burned out? It may not come on one day and then leave you stranded. You think you got gas in the tank and you don't.
It's like if I'm headed home and the weather's nice and I know it's going to be raining in the next morning, I just go ahead and fill up on the way home so I don't have to try to put gas in when it's pouring down rain or when it's 20 degrees.
Yeah, that's the worst thing, standing out in the freezing cold and the wind blowing really hard and your hand's on the pump and there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to stand there and bear it.
Anyhow, you got to look at the whole picture kind of thing for that. Well, when I first started driving, we didn't have enough cars for everybody in the family, so I'd always keep $5 in my wallet. That's all I would put in is $5 just to get me through whatever I needed.
Well, that is a good point. I mean, you know, if it's there and others can use it and they can return it and it makes the trip out and makes the trip back, why put gas in it, right? Unless it just keeps on getting hung on the same person having to put gas in it over and over again.
You know, don't mind helping, but I didn't like putting gas in my money for other people to run it out.
And that will happen. Even with the best of us, that will happen.
On the trips to Florida, when I went with my parents, my uncle had this, like a 68 Oldsmobile, had this big old engine in it, and it drank gas like crazy. Well, he let me borrow it while we were down there, and that's where all my spare money went, in that big old Oldsmobile.
Is that a 442?
It was a convertible, and it was red body with a white convertible on it. It was a nice car, but man, did it drink the gas.
Yeah, I think those things had a lot of carburetor in them. They would do it. My uncle had one of those. My dad always had General Motors products. Like, my dad had a 68 Buick Skylark. I remember when he ordered it from the factory. Wanted to make sure they didn't put the pinstripe on the side. He didn't want that on there. He didn't like that. 68 Buick Skylark. Later, you know, after that car was about 20 or 25 years old, he gave it to me.
Well, my favorite was the 64 Buick Wildcat that my parents bought. And This would have been about 1970 or 69, somewhere along in there. It was black inside, black outside, and no air conditioning. And boy, that thing was about cookie in the summertime.
Yeah, that black absorbs that heat. That would be tough. But they all had air conditioning back there, back then. You know, roll two windows down and go 40 miles an hour.
And we did that a lot, too. So, anyhow, what's the rest of your plans for your evening?
I got to leave here in a few minutes. I really should be leaving now. I got to go over to A&P in Greer. That's where the airplane club meeting is. And then I wanted to go by Woodmen of the World. Is where the Greer Club holds their meetings, but they don't start till 7, whereas the airplane meeting starts at 6. You get there early and you eat for an hour, and then the meeting starts at 7. So I'm just trying to figure out a way I can kill two birds with one stone. I might not be able to do it, but anyway, I do that, and then I come home and, you know, wind down the evening with my wife. She'll be at home from work by the time I get back.
Look, I need to let you go then so you can get on with the rest of your plans, unless you're mobile already.
No, I'm procrastinating. I just took the dog out of the mailbox, and we got the mail and pulled the mail in, and I was doing some code for another ham. I sent that to him, then got up, and I remembered hearing the mail lady go by, and my dog loves to make one trip to the mailbox every day, so we made that dog trip, and then I came in here and figured it might be able to catch Matt out and find out when he's going to be around, but maybe not. Anyway, I do need to gather up my stuff and head out. Good talking to you, Larry. Take care. KC4SKD, W4DJW.
A good rest of your day, and everything goes all right for you. And I'll be listening here for a couple minutes, but we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
4ZYX monitoring.
4ZYX. My call is KC4SKD. Repeater's really, really noisy where I'm at, so you might not be able to hear me.
Yeah, strong copy on that. I was wondering why everything I was getting was noisy and low signal. If you could come back to your call, I've got KC4. What's the rest of it, sir?
Carly 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. And I'm probably going to have to sign here in a couple of minutes because I'm about destination.
Pat, I do appreciate you coming back, too. Great. A little bit off my today. It was about another 8 foot higher. Thing out. But, there, 7-3, AO4-ZYX, I'll be fine.
I didn't get much of that at all. You were really, really picket fencing bad into the repeater. But anyway, I did get your call. We'll chat with you later. I'm going to be clear on this one. KC4SKD.
WKU5WLO, you clear
for a quick phone call?
But, yeah.
No sec.
DJW Mobile.
Mobile,
quick. YQK Mobile. IQK, W4DJW.
Okay, making my way back to the house. Went over to Saskatoon to pick up my meals for the week.
20 watts on that APERS beacon came through at my house pretty good. Because I sent you that message, and I said it'll flash up on the screen. And, you know, it's on a different desktop, so it'll bring that desktop to center if he heard it and responds to it. And it wasn't even 5 minutes later. You had already responded to it, and it pulled my attention over to that desktop.
Pretty good. I'm going to buy a new power supply because my MFJ power supply is too noisy on the band. They got an Astron power supply that has a USB connection to power up my TNC also.
Now, what's the name of the company?
The Astron, the little radio TNC is called Pico APRS. It's made by Wemo out of Germany.
And it's a self-contained, yeah, it's like a handheld that does APERS without the handheld.
Anything about double size of a matchbox, got the 1 watt 2 meter transmitter in it, and the TNC all built into it, all one little small package.
and it does a watt out, and the amp that you got, a watt in, will give 20 watts out.
Yeah, linear amp for handy talkies.
Watt, so you drive it up to 20.
I was looking at a chart. I hadn't found out. I got to get a good meter on it because there's some testing, but that's according to the chart that I read. And I can drop it. I still need to test that.
Is it supposed to drop the amp down to 10 watts?
I'm mounting here. I think I'm picket fencing. You got me?
Yeah, I've got you full scale, full quieting. I am on medium power. If I need to go up, let me know.
Reception from the repeater. I'm over here by the Haywood Ball.
The Roper Mountain or it's Paris Mountain. One of those two is getting in your way. You need me to let you go? Is it pretty bad?
Well, on top of 385, it's back in full fighting now. So I'll take a fencing.
Well, it was good to see your ATRS beacon come up there on the screen. that's a good thing.
Thinking it, KRE tomorrow.
R8MR, yes, you are making it.
A few times I've used this for analog. It's an Anytone, and it does digital.
Well, it sounds really good, really solid. Where are you?
North Taylor's, kind of like a sandy flat area inside my house.
On a rubber duck. Duck antenna that came with it.
I got a little bit of a link where I can adapt a PL259 to this TNC or whatever it is, and I could run it outside to my Cushcraft antenna. I've got an old AR270 out there.
It's solid. I mean, you're really solid for a handheld on a rubber duck. That's really, really good signal. And the repeater, you're not far from me. I live down 290. From Sandy Flat, if you're going toward Greer. But before you get to Ingalls, where Rutherford Road crosses, or at Greenville Tech. And it's in between the Greenville Tech intersection and the Rutherford Road intersection.
Coming down 290, near Lynn Road is where I live, and they accidentally dug into the water main, and we are without water right now.
Contact if I make it.
Oh, that's a big oops. Yeah, you're making it, Scott. Go ahead.
Yeah, that other station in there. I'm on a rubber duck handheld, and I'm just off of Lynn Road.
R-A-M-R. K-R-A-M-R. And your call is W-1-J-E. So you guys carry on. I'm getting in heavy traffic. W-4-D-J-W.
M-4-K-R? I'm sorry. I don't do real good at remembering numbers and letters. This is Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo.
W1JE, the name here is Steve Kramer. I got a vanity call. It's Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio. We moved here in 2013. I'm originally from 8 land. Cincinnati is where I'm from. KR8MR.
I hope I'm coming through halfway decent. Name here is Scott. I moved out here in 04, and I'm from that goofy left coast country that I disowned. My sister is moving out in February. My entire family is now scattered out to the United States and away from that dumb state.
Yeah, on the mobile radio right now. I'm using it as a base station.
Initially, it sounded really hollow, and then using it as a base station came through crystal clear. Try that one more time.
I'm on a different radio right now. I'm on an ICOM 706, and I can hear you on the input just fine, of course.
I'm running a Bofang UV5R, and I think I'm on mid-power, to be honest with you.
If you are, I'll bet you could turn it down some more, because I think you're over, like 1020 over S9.
Well, let me look into it. Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo.
R-Y-Q-K Mobile. I think I'm out of the Paris Mountain, McLeod.
Did I hear Dave? KJ4 IQK. Long time no talk to you, guy. How's it going?
I'm making my way home here. I had to go pick up food for the week.
I'm going to set aside for just a second. I want to see what power level I'm on and see if I can lower it some more. W1JE, be right back.
Are you without water over there, or do you guys have water?
I'm on medium power now. I was on high, and this radio is supposed to put out, I think, 8 watts, but I doubt it. Right now I'm on low. This should be 1 watt. How am I sounding, or am I reaching the repeater?
And on the input, you were 60 dB over S9, and it's bouncing between 40 and 60 dB over S9, so it fell off a little bit, but it's still way up there. Before, you had all the buckets. You had my meter pegged.
And power. I might be on medium. Let me check real quick, see if I think I'm on low. Hold on a minute.
I don't want to find a meter on it to confirm the power. Low could be high.
I'm on low power. This is definitely 1 watt, if I can point out that. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Full power for sure. That's showing, like, maybe 10 over S9 or something like that. Close to S9 now.
Antenna that came with the radio, or actually I think it came with the other radio I got. I do have a high gain antenna I'd like to try eventually.
Do you have water over there? They were working on the road at 290 in Lynn, and they ran into a water main, and it put my whole subdivision without water.
Water, not a problem there. We lost water when they hit the main, or the main broke over on St. Mark's and 29.
A little bit south of me. Didn't you say you're off of Lynn Road, though, somewhere?
Yeah, actually, I can see the intersection through the trees of Sandy Flat and Lynn Road.
You're doing good. Sandy Flat and Lynn, you say you can see that. Okay. I don't know if you know where Castleton is. There used to be a place called The Castle. And some kids from high school burned it down, and they turned it into a wedding venue. That's kind of like right in my side yard. I'm in a cul-de-sac here on Lasso Lane, and so that nails it down really good for you.
Throw a rock and hit your house. The only reason why I couldn't see that castle that they had, and it's rumored high schoolers, from what my daughter says, but I don't know nothing about it, Are you off of Lynn Road?
Come in on Wednesday. If you come in my sub off of Lynn Road, then when road tees off at the stop sign, if you look straight ahead in between the houses, you're looking at my backyard. But to get there, you got to go left and right again and back down my street. My street's only about 400 feet long. There's only 50 houses in this whole subdivision. Giving time, one of the houses burned almost to the ground. It's a total loss. And that includes the two cars they had parked out front also.
Leave Echo for ID. Yep, Matt. My wife is like, somebody's having a bad day. And I got to admit, that is a bad day, especially if it's a total loss. But anyway, actually, I'm standing in my master bedroom right now, and my window can actually see, I believe, Paris Table Rock. So I guess that's why I can hit it so well with I'm probably scratchy. Anyway, my wife is signaling to me that there is something to eat, so I'm going to go ahead and get off the radio. Hate to do it abruptly, but I'll be back. I'll be clear on your final. This is Scott, Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Hi, Scott, and sorry about leaving David out there. W1JE, KR8MR. I'll look for you again. Are you in any clubs or anything?
And actually, because of my schedule, I work 4 to 4, 5-3, 5-3, 5-3 right now. So very rarely do I get opportunities to go do anything right now, and when my 3 days are that I get off, I'm using them around the house. So, I do check into I'll be checking into the net tonight because of the fact that I'll be able to stay up late enough
to check into the net. But other than that, I got a lot of stuff going on. I can't even do any extracurricular activities outside the house, probably for another year, just to keep the hours at work and get stuff taken, because we're shorthanded. Imagine that.
Story everywhere. Well, I hate to say it, I got to go, too. She just came by, and we're about to have supper.
Peter, I think it was it Steve? I could be completely wrong. This is Scott, Whiskey One Juliet Echo.
Hello, Scott. Nice to meet you. 7-3.
Before a while, I could get my